time I can remember my grandfather. He was a nice little guy who lived in a pink house in San Diego and liked to give me silver dollars at my Christmas time and on my birthday. But before that, he'd been a Navy man all his life. He joined in 1931 when he couldn't find work during the Depression and had no money or food. He basically owned nothing but his pants and shirt. Battle of Savo Island in 1942, he was the last man off the Vincennes when it sank, and later was the captain of an LST during the evacuation of the Dachshund Islands. I didn't know this until a few years ago, but after he retired, he became an incoherent, fall down drunk until he went to rehab a couple of times, and finally dried out for good, and took up golfing. His fireplace mantle. I don't know why a house in San Diego had a fireplace. There was a trophy of a medal number one with a golf ball embedded in the shaft. Memento of the one time he got an ace in the hole. I wish I had the nickname Ace, but I'm not a fighter pilot, film editor, or Cyclops. Some of my old college friends fell hard for the poker craze in the last decade. One couple even bought a fancy octagonal poker table and put it in their dining room. They hosted a game for friends almost every week, and sometimes held 50-person tournaments in their house. They had a big set of monogrammed poker chips that were mostly pink, because the wife liked pink. Sadly, they're divorced now, because the husband had a lot of problems with addictions, and their party lifestyle, which the wife wanted to keep, was incompatible with attempts at recovery. Anyway, these guys all read poker books and thought about poker all the time. Back before Texas Hold'em took over everything, they played dealer's choice but with lots of esoteric variants. I lost money the first time I played with them because I didn't understand the rules of one of the games, but after that I won every time, just by knowing simple mathematical probability, because they were terrible players. Wasn't even necessary to have an ace in the hole.